KwaZulu-Natal's barely started rebuilding roads, buildings, and houses destroyed by floods and mudslides a few weeks ago, not to mention the estimated 500 lives lost. Some bodies are still missing. Now there's more grief.
We're going to expect horrendous rain in many parts of KZN, especially on the north coast, cyclonic weather coming from Gaborone.
Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman of the Gift of the Givers organization is coordinating aid efforts in KwaZulu-Natal, or KZN. He says relief work can't begin in earnest yet, as meteorologists are warning of yet more danger blowing into the region.
Water levels at the sea will rise substantially beyond 3 meters, which means there will be a backflow into rivers, which means smaller rivers will become much bigger and streams will become much bigger. People shouldn't be on low-lying floodplains. And of course, the biggest preventative action that anyone can take right now is not to be on the roads.
But, says Suleiman, despite the tragedy of 6 weeks ago, some people aren't heeding warnings.
People don't understand that it is highly deceptive when you see the water on the road. And the undercurrents can be very, very strong. And water can suddenly take your wheels and your bonnet and move your way. There's very, very high risk. So it's better to be off the roads altogether right now.
The veteran international aid worker says he's heard that a few people drowned this weekend, but nothing on the scale of what happened in mid-April.
People are being evacuated, especially pensioners from old age homes and pension villages. In other areas, the storm waters are being blocked. Water is coming into the homes, but there's nothing life-threatening so far. There are some mudslides, roads have been blocked. All our teams are on standby, but they're not going to be able to do much because of the road situation going to be very difficult. But once everything is settled, we will do exactly what we did the first time round.
That, says Suleiman, mainly involves getting food, shelter, medicines, and other essentials to people displaced again by torrents. But he adds that poor people, when advised to move out of homes threatened by floodwaters, often refuse to do so.
People are afraid they will lose their possessions. It's not so much about moving away and taking the precautions to move to high ground. Nobody ever does that. Not in South Africa, not in any other part of the world, especially among Koro communities. Nobody ever does that. Even when there's fires, people don't move away from the fire site. Fire can be raging, but they'll sit there and wait to make sure they get back into their house, you know, the informal home, because that's everything that they own. And the same with flood damage. They will not move. And that's why you find that suddenly people get washed away in huge numbers because nobody wants to move to higher ground. Nobody believes that the water level can rise so fast.
A lot of water fell this weekend over parts of South Africa that usually only receive rain in summer. Some weather experts say the unusual patterns are only the beginning of the fallout from climate change in Southern Africa. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.